Evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for Zivig, Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, Levi Nishmas, Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlom Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leo Chaim Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin Ben Moshe, Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Noyach, Rafua Shlom for Yitzchok Ben Sora, David Shimon Ben Esther, Adil Shmuel ben Rosemary, Mordechai ben Sora. As we get closer to the Yomim Noroim, and we think about Shuva, I think there are some significant ideas that we could appreciate in Shuva that are very related to our conversations that we have here about Bitochen. We found the Meiri. The Meiri is in Sanhedrin, Pegimel Amud Beis. He says as follows, Le'olam he'odam machnias Yitzroi, Tomid, should always put down the machnia. Humble the Yitzhahor, and not let him reign supreme. Umale chatoev alibay, and think about those mistakes that I made. V'yehe botuach shetshuvosoi miskabeles bekach. And to be botuach, that what I am doing, bekach, that which I'm doing, I am botuach that my tshuva will be accepted with this. It seems from the Meiri that there's an ingredient in Shuva, not just that he says, I machnia the Yetzirah, like, you know, I don't let the Yetzirah reign supreme. Male chatoev, I think on my heart, what have I done wrong? How can I improve? What mistakes have I made? Where have I gone off? And how can I bring myself back closer to Hashem? So that's, it seems, the process of Shuva. But he says there's another ingredient there. V'yehei botuach shetshuvosu miskabeles bekach. I should be sure, I should have bitochen, that my tshuva will be accepted with these thoughts, the thoughts of trying to control the Yetzirah. And I think about my mistakes. And of course, I guess I try to avoid them and improve them. And I have to also be botuach that this is going to work. It seems that even in the process of tshuva, which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, which is eradicating the evil of the past, which is accepting upon myself to do better and to do good and to do well into the future, but even in that, the appropriate and maybe the most effective way, maybe it's imperative almost, I don't know if that's it goes that far, but is that I'm botuach that this tshuva is going to work. That is a chelik of the avodas tshuva, to be botuach that this tshuva is going to work. And I think that we can understand it maybe in a very, very rational way, a very logical way as well. If I'm doing tshuva, I'm thinking, I'm trying to improve, I'm looking at the mistakes of the past, I'm trying to avoid them for the future. So I'm working on tshuva, and I'm not botuach that it's going to bring me to the result that I will reconnect with Hashem, and it's going to be in his loshen miskabeles, is me accepted. What I'm doing is not going to be accepted. Then I'm not really drawing myself closer to Hashem. I'm doing things to bring myself closer. I'm thinking about the chatoim, and I'm trying to improve and so forth. But if I'm not confident that I'm coming closer to Hashem through this process, then it's really not accomplishing the tshuva. Because tshuva is the return. V'shavtu ad Hashem elkecha, reconnect with Hashem. But if my reconnection is, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm reconnecting. I'm trying to reconnect. But if I'm not sure that I'm reconnecting, that's not the reconnection. So we see over here an unbelievable concept that even in the process of reconnecting with Hashem, I'm doing everything I can. I'm thinking, I'm telling the Yetzer Hara, take a walk. I'm not letting him ride over me like this and control me. I want to be machnia him. And I'm thinking about the chatoim that I do. But I'm not batuach that this process is working, that I'm not really drawing myself close to Hashem. Because if I'm not sure that I'm close to Hashem, I don't really feel it. And the closest to Hashem is not only I've removed the obstacle, but I have to feel the closeness. The bitochen is the feeling of that closeness. I'm trusting that this process worked, which means I'm trusting that this process has gotten me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without that trust, I think it's a very, I don't know, it's a deep concept, but I think that's what it is. In other words, if tshuva is to return to Hashem, if I'm not confident that I have returned through this process, then it's not returning. I don't feel close. The returning is I feel v'shavtu and I should feel Hashem is close. Hashem is there. He's for me. He loves me. But I distance myself. I feel I'm removed from him, and now I have to bring myself closer. And that's part of the process of bringing yourself closer, being confident that I did. Without the confidence, I didn't bring myself closer. And he actually says that this is sha'af soif kavoras ha'korban. He says that this process of being machnia and thinking about the chatoim and botuach b'tshuvosoi, even at the end of the kavona of a korban, a korban chatos lo hoyse elo la'achnoas ha'lev levida ha'chatoim. The korban chatos was to be machnia, to humble the heart, and to do vidu and to admit my mistakes. Where's the tshuva in the korban? Well, he said the third ingredient. He said is to be batuach that the tshuva. Where's the bitochen? I mean, to be batuach that the tshuva is going to be accepted. The Torah says, what is a korban? A korban is an act of kurva, bringing myself close to Hashem. How do I do it? I take an animal that costs me money, and I bring it as a korban, and it's consumed, and I think myself really. For my sins, I should have been consumed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite kindness, has allowed me to substitute for myself this animal that I paid for with my own money. And memela, I feel now korev l'Hashem because I brought a korban chatos. And it seems that that's the whole idea. A person has to feel that he became korev l'Hashem. But it's not enough that I did actions which could bring me closer. It has to bring me closer. And the me that it has to bring closer is me, the psychological me, the feeling of closest to Hashem. So in reality, if a person wishes to maximize the tshuva process, and it's beginning now, the shofar awakens us. We got to think it's next week is already Slichos, next Matzoy Shabbos after this one. And we start thinking in this direction. Part of thinking in this direction is to be confident that the steps that I'm taking are in fact being accepted by Hashem, and therefore I am confident, I have bitochen, that I am bringing myself close to Hashem. Without that bitochen, then if I'm not sure I'm getting close to Hashem, so I'm getting close to Hashem, I don't really know if I got there. I'm trying to get close, I don't know if I got there. I don't feel the closeness. I feel the closeness when I get into the embrace. Not when I think maybe he's here, maybe he's accepting, maybe he's not. I don't know. I'm trying to get close. I don't know if it's acceptable. No, I'm confident. I'm betoken it's acceptable. I'm now in connection. I'm now in that in Hashem's embrace. It's a whole different feeling. It's a true feeling of return and a feeling that reconnection because I'm confident that my efforts of reconnecting are in fact accepted. I have betoken. And the mela, I can feel that reconnect, and I'm actually experiencing the v'shavto ad Hashem lekecha. Just like to mention a story or two that I heard recently, and I think it also gives us a sense of bitochen, of having bitochen in situations where. There's nothing else. I'm trusting Hashem. One story goes that there was a couple. I don't know all the details, but there was a couple, and the woman was very anxious about parnosa, extremely anxious about parnosa. And the husband, not a drop, nothing at all. And upon analysis and interviewing these two parties, it was realized as follows. The woman said, I'm relying on my husband to bring in the parnosa. That's why I'm nervous. And the man said, I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring in, to give the parnosa. And that's why I'm not nervous. And that's the whole difference. If we're relying on people, if we are not totally confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the only one, the only source, the only one, he's the only one who can give us parnosa. He's the only one who can accept our tshuva. If we don't have that total confidence in Hashem, it's not going to work. She had confidence in her husband. He's a wonderful guy. But who knows? He had confidence in the Bir Yolam. That's the real confidence, and that's the way we have to focus. And just one more story that I heard, that Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, the Mekubal from Yerushalayim, somebody once asked him, said he has a number of moises, and he has a $15 million budget. So somebody asked him, how do you sleep at night? He told him as follows. He says, if I had a $1 million budget, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be worried, I'm going to this one, go to that one. Who am I going to go? What if it happens? What if it doesn't happen? He says, that's it. But when I have a $15 million budget, nothing to think about. There are no eitzes. There's no way I could put it together. So it's all, I'm relying completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize in our lives that there's nothing we can do. There's no eitzes. In eitzav, in tfunav, in das, neged Hashem. And it's all about Hashem. And our reliance has to be totally on Hashem. With the parnosa, the more we need, the more we realize we have to rely because we can't possibly generate it. In every other aspect of our existence, and even in tshuva, the process of tshuva, where I would have thought, I did what I have to do. I accepted upon myself not to do this averus. I said vidui. I did tshuva. And therefore, I should have. It should be a tshuva hamagas al kisei Yaakov. But it seems for the Meiri, I also have to be confident in Hashem that the tshuva is going to be accepted. And botuach, that it'll be miskabelis with what I did, not more. I don't need more. I did it. Then I can feel truly connected to Hashem because of the fact that I'm relying on the fact, I'm confident in the fact, he's accepting my tshuva. So I think that, especially when it comes to tshuva, but when it comes to life in every dimension, I think we have to keep constantly focusing on this idea that I'm relying completely on Hashem. And the only way that I really come close to Hashem, even when I've removed the barriers, is that I actually have that bitochen, that this is working, this is bringing me close to Hashem. Bitochen, that I am getting closer to Hashem, is the greatest expression of the deepened relationship and connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should be able to feel that connection in everything in life and to experience that connection in the days of tshuva that approach us. And we should be zeicher that we should have a year that's moli, brocho, natslocho, chesed, and rachamim. And we should be zeicher to kol tuv.